The Wisconsin Tavern League has long pushed for legalization of video poker. The group's president is Scott Stenger. He says the legislature's budget proposal doesn't legalize the games. Instead, he says it gives authority to tax agents who already regulate tavern licenses.
So it's a natural fit for them. They're in our taverns. They're checking for tax stamps. They're checking to see that we're licensed properly. They already serve that function. This will just add to those responsibilities that their agents have there.
Also, Stenger says moving the authority to the Department of Revenue will mean more consistent enforcement. As it is now, he says some local police departments go harder on video gambling offenders than others. But a government watchdog says lawmakers have effectively cut law enforcement off at the knees. Mike McCabe is the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. He says the Department of Revenue doesn't have the resources to enforce video poker violations.
The practical reality here is that there's going to be no law enforcement, and I think that was the intent of the budget provision. So we now have a law in the books that says that video gambling in taverns is illegal, but we have the state legislature on record just saying that, sort of with a wink and a nod, that there isn't really going to be any law enforcement and taverns can do as they please.
There are now 13 tax agents who are sworn officers, but another budget provision would cut that number down to just 10. Supporters of the switch say local officials could still tip off the tax agents to illegal activity. Also, any bar owner caught with more than 5 machines is facing felony charges. Local police could take action in those cases. The lawmaker who introduced the provision is Senator Russ Decker. The Democrat from Weston says with cuts in state shared revenue, inspecting poker machines will be one less job police must do. A 1993 constitutional amendment outlawed video gaming in Wisconsin, but Decker thinks public sentiment is changing.
So we'd have to go through that lengthy process, and I think maybe the voters are ready to do that. I think with the expansion of the Indian casinos, some of the voters may be willing to take a look at video poker again.
One thing that won't change when it comes to video gambling machines is the penalty. Bar owners caught operating them are still subject to a $500 fine for each machine. Governor Jim Doyle has not said if he'll veto the video gambling part of the budget. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.